Unit 6, Information Architecture. What is information architecture? Information architecture, IA, is the system and structure you use to organize and label content on your website or app. It determines the paths people take to find the information they need, and it's the foundation on top of which you provide the design. This means that while users will never see this underlying structure on its own, they will feel the effects of the decisions you make here. IA isn't actually any one thing. It's made up of multiple smaller parts, including navigation, how people make their way through information, labels, how information is represented, and search, how people look for information. The overall goal of an information architecture should be to help people find information, whether that's on a website or mobile app, or in physical spaces like libraries and stores. There's a lot that goes into developing an IA. Here, we'll give a high-level overview of the process of developing an IA. What makes a good information architecture? There are a few best practices to keep in mind when thinking about your IA, principles you should always try and adhere to. Understand your users. Before developing anything for your users, learn what it is they need and expect from your product. Don't rely on the homepage. Don't fall into the trap of loading up your homepage with information to make up for poor IA. Why? Think about those users who may never actually see your homepage. For example, those entering your website through search or a direct link. Search isn't the answer. Similarly, search isn't a substitute for an IA. Most people will still try and navigate your website by themselves before turning to search. One of the sins of poor IA design is unclear labels. When you're creating a link to the Contact Us page, don't label it Chat to Us. Make your IA flexible and adaptable. Websites and digital products change over time. Your IA should do the same. Make sure you design it so that you can add and remove elements as the needs of your users and organization change. Keep your pages simple. Pages should be clear and easy to understand. If you need a lot of content on a single page, consider if it's easier to break it up across subpages instead. The role of an information architect. An information architect oversees things like web navigation and user experience, while IA, the term, relates to the system and structure of websites and applications. Information architects will also work with other departments to ensure information is presented to users clearly. In many cases, organizations won't actually have a dedicated information architect. Instead, the duties and tasks typically associated with the role are carried out by designers, content strategists, developers, and product managers. How to develop an information architecture. Developing an IA is an extremely complex and involved process. The key to a successful IA is understanding your users, the information they seek, and the ways in which they go about finding it. With this in mind, it's easy to see why the IAs of so many websites and even physical places end up reflecting internal organizational thinking instead of that of the users. But how do organizations fall into this trap in the first place? In most cases, it's simply because there's little effort made to go out and actually learn from users. Here are some of the top IA mistakes. Poor content groupings. Placing content into silos that make sense to people within the organization, but not to users. Also, assuming that certain pieces of content should only live in one place. Missing content. Certain categories don't contain expected landing pages, leaving users struggling to find content they're looking for. Mismanaged subsites. Poorly integrating subsites or microsites into a primary website. Incorrectly using search. One of the biggest IA mistakes is thinking that search will address navigation shortcomings. This quote by Paul Bogue will likely sound familiar to many who have been through the process of a website redesign. So many things can go wrong when creating a site's information architecture. Often, it turns into a political battleground between rival departments, each seeking to have their area of responsibility highlighted at the highest level of the site. So how do you actually develop an IA? Here's a very high-level overview of the steps involved. Identify your top tasks. What do your users want to know, whether it's through internal conversations with stakeholders, website analytics, or speaking with users? Find out what your users want to know and the tasks they're trying to complete when using your website or app. Take stock of your content. There's an intrinsic link between IA and content. Think of it this way. Your IA is like a branch of a tree, with your content being the leaves. This means that before you even begin the task of redesigning your IA, you need to take stock of all your content. Commonly, this is done through a content audit. Group and label your content. Figure out how the content on your site should be grouped and labeled. To ensure your system makes sense to your users, consider using card sorting, a user testing technique that helps you find out how people group information into different categories. Work out your navigation. With your content grouped into categories that make sense, it's time to figure out how users will get to it. This is where a sitemap comes into play. A sitemap is a diagram which shows you all of your content labels and groups and can be used to inform your navigation design.